Apollo 12, Apollo 12, this is Houston. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Houston, this is 12.
Good morning, gentlemen. Today's the big day. Hit the deck.
Right here, we've been there for a while.
Very good. We've got a couple of items for you when you get your eyes wide open.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
Question about your biomedical sensor that you reported moving the other day. Is it still holding in position?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that this morning. Go ahead with the rest of the questions, and I'll talk to you about it.
Okay, that was one of them. One of the other items was that while you were sleeping, we had a Class 2 flare reported on the sun. We watched it very carefully in your behalf, and we get no particles coming out of it in the vicinity of the Earth. So we exercised the system, but there's nothing to report coming your way. The surgeon is recommending...
Okay.
The surgeon is recommending that we change your biomedical sensor, but what do you have to say about it first?
Well, I've already moved the sensor, and I'm developing a little bit of a problem with all of them. I've never had this problem before, but something in that goo is allergic. My skin's allergic to it, I guess. And I finally had to move the upper one because it broke out underneath it, and I guess I was weeping plasma or something, and it finally... started weeping over the side. It's been bothering me for the last couple of days. Now, all of them are in the same category, and I don't want to move them. I move them and get this stuff out in the open. It tends to break out even worse. Now, one on my chest is pretty bad, and I moved that one. So, I suppose the all is... I'm going to leave them just the way they are until we get all the way through the EVAs and I get back up here, and then I want to take them off. How's that?
Roger, much better. We lost most of your transmission about your biomed center sensors, Pete. You had said that you'd been having trouble for a day or so on that. What was the last half of that message?
Okay, what the problem is I, for some reason, it's making me break out. It looks like I got poison ivy under those things, and they're weeping plasma or whatever you weep. And the one I moved is the one on the top of my chest, and it's all broken out up there. Now, I don't want to take the rest of them off because I'm afraid what I'm going to find underneath. So what I propose to do is continue the way they are, and when we get done the EVAs down there, I want to get rid of them. They're driving me buggy.
Roger, we're going to talk that one over for a second. We're about 2 minutes from LOS. Just in case we should lose you a little bit early, we expect to pick you up again at 101 plus 49er.
Roger. Okay, I've already moved that one, and my skin's in pretty bad shape underneath it. It's still weeping whenever you weep plasma, I guess. And I don't want to move the other ones.
Roger, just a question on that. When you moved it, did you put on a new seal, a new jelly?
That's affirmative.
Very good.
I think we're getting ready to lose you here, Houston. We'll see you on the other side at 101.49.
Roger.
Roger.